It's Audio Mo, 2022, day 23. We'll call today's No Blisters. And you've just seen a weird story on the BBC website. The headline says, Boots criticised over pillboxes for the elderly. So basically, Boots are saying that, The latest Royal Pharmaceutical Society guidance indicates that the use of multi-compartment compliance aids, that's the posh name for blister packs, is not always the most appropriate option for patients that need support to take their medicines at the right dose and time. I can't actually see what's behind this, apart from pharmacists trying to get out of making up blister packs. Because there's a quote here from Professor Jill Livingston, an expert in elderly medicine at University College London. She said was concerned to hear that some patients and their families are being told the boxes were being scrapped. She said blister packs enable people with mild dementia or some memory problems to take their own medicines and remain independent. They can check that they have taken it and they know they have taken the right thing, as it is already sorted out. Later on in dementia or with other disabilities, it enables paid carers and families to help them take their medication, remain in the community and remain as well as possible. There's some comments in here where people have actually been getting rung up by Boots and being told, right, from next month, you're not getting blister packs anymore. That's all they're being told. I mean, they're trying to make out that, I don't know if this is Boots or the Royal Pharmaceutical Society, but they're saying pharmacists are speaking with patients who we provide with MMCAs to discuss whether it is the right way to support them depending on their individual circumstances and clinical needs. I've got to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a poor pharmacist. There's a quote from one here saying, because the chair of the Royal Pharmaceutical Society said it was a complex issue, particularly for care home residents. Patients on blister packs should be reassessed frequently to ensure it is an appropriate intervention for them as an individual. Just because a patient is in a care home does not mean they should automatically be provided with blister packs, and the underfunding of social care should be addressed by the government rather than being left for pharmacy teams' workload. So basically they're saying they're having to pay for blister packs due to their workload that their staff do. I'm sorry, the pharmacists aren't poor. I haven't seen a poor pharmacist before, I must admit. And as for these blister packs, well, I know through experience from my mum, I'd say when her Alzheimer's really started to show properly, that it was an absolute godsend. Not just for her, but for me, because I could go round and because we kept her tablets on the, you know, the kitchen bench, I could see immediately when I went round whether she'd taken that day's tablets or whether she hadn't taken them or if she'd taken the wrong days, whatever. Not only did it, you know, it made that easy to work out, but it also was a good sort of pointer to how she was doing. You know, if she'd taken the wrong day's tablets, then I knew we had a bit of an issue. So this just seems to be certain pharmacists wanting to ditch doing this to save themselves a bit of money, you know, so their staff can do other jobs or they can, I imagine, get rid of some of the staff, you know. No, not a good move, Boots, or the Royal Pharmaceutical Society. Very poor indeed. Bye.